Hi, my name is Pradeep Soundarajan, and I'm a tester, as you know. So I blog, and this is a part of my audio podcast series, Testing Stories from India. So today, we're going to look at a mix of topics in terms of touring, learning, and describing what we see and how to test new applications. Well, of course, James Bach, Mike Kelly, and other people have been talking about touring for quite some time. So how can all these things combine together? So first, let me take about a situation where I give a new application to a tester. And most often, the kind of the testers that that we meet are likely to say, this is a new domain to me. This is a new technology to me. I don't know anything about it. So how do I test it? The question or the problem given to them is test this. But their assumption is always like, how do I test it completely? How do I test it in a beautiful way that, you know, impresses the world? No. Testing is learning. So you learn part by part as you test part by part. Now, what can be one of the approaches to learn? Touring is one of the approaches to learn. Now, have you gone to a new place? It could be a new country. It could be a new place within your country. And you didn't have a map in your hand. And you were looking out for some restaurant to have lunch or dinner. Now, how did you do that? How did you know where to go? Why did you go that way? So you were basically exploring and you found a few boards which attracted you. It's saying hotel, pub, or bar. And then you entered in and you had the kind of the food that you wanted to have. Can we do something like that for the products that we are testing? Why not is my question. Now, for instance, if I were to be given a new kind of a web application, now what would I do? I would imagine this situation to be pretty similar to me going to a new country. I need a valid credential to go into a new country, which is the passport and visa. And so once I have that, I'm allowed and go into the country. The moment I come out of the airport, I start to see the city and I'm surprised to see new kinds of buildings, but you know, they're not new, completely new. I've already seen buildings. It could be buildings could resemble the ones that I've seen in other country or my own country. Hey, look, you know, I saw a police station. Okay, I know about a police station because it's there in my country as well. And I look, hey, look, you know, there's a bridge over here. Oh, so I know about the bridge as well. I've seen bridges. And although it could be a new country, I can use those things. And I'm trying to build a map of the place that I'm actually touring in order for me to learn about the place. So we can relate a lot of this into testing that we get in. We log in into an application and we see a whole bunch of stuff. Now, all of them might look new, which might have new words to that. You know, for instance, if I probably go to France, it's not going to be police station. It might be police or something like that. You know, but hey, I still can identify that it's something to do with police. So I use those kind of information and try to relate it to what I already know and learn about the city instead of saying this is a total new place and I just cannot go beyond the airport and I'm actually stuck. Okay, now the other thing that's happening is new terms, new technology terms and jargons are kind of intimidating the testers to even put their first step out. And as they don't see they test, you know, their testing activity as a touring activity, they fail to describe the product well. Now, in many cases, and I ask the people, can you describe me the product that you're testing? Well, most of them are unable to, you know, to give a clear description of what the product is. That's probably because they are not touring. They are following scripts. They're following test cases that say, come out of the airport, take left, take right, and then again, take left, you will find your hotel. Now, what's there in between that? They don't want to know, or probably they're not interested in. The expected result is always the end result. My question to all of them is, isn't the journey more important than the destination? All of us have a destination, have a common destination, death. But are we not focused on the journey right today? In testing, if we are not focused on the journey, I think we will be big time losers. What you can do when you're touring like this is to store the map in your brain so that you learn the product And when someone asks you, can you give me an idea about north of this place or north of this product, you have an idea that where to start from, what is north, what is south, what are the places in north, how do you get in, what should be avoided and what should not be avoided, what kind of routes exists and how do we take the route, what modes of transports exist. Exactly. We know so much about how to test from the things that we do as a part of being a human, and we do not bring it into testing. Now, that's a big problem as well. So you might have discovered that no matter what great new application that's given to a tester, it's not necessary that it's absolutely new. There are a lot of things that you already know. For instance, if I'm supposed to be testing a new kind of an application, can I find bugs or can I keep finding bugs? Oh, yes. If I have the understanding of how software works and how software fails, I have my brain loaded with databases of the ways software fails. For instance, Elizabeth Hendrickson, James Lindsay, and the person that I don't remember its name, they put up a heuristic cheat sheet. If you go to testobsessed.com, you would probably find that. That cheat sheet has a list of possible ways many kinds of software fails. Now, when I have that list in front of me, I can find a lot of bugs. In the even of finding bugs, I can learn a lot about the application, because you can say the bugs are one kind of a destination that we have to achieve. But there are more destinations in the city that we have to reach. And look about the beautiful thing of comparing tourism to testing. When you go as a tourist, you want to cover as many places as possible within the short period of time that you have to visit the country. Exactly. That is what most testers are trying to achieve, of trying to have a coverage within a short span of time. And how do you need to do that? You need to have changing strategies. It's not, I'll have a plan day one. Okay, the bus would come here and it would drop me here and all things will go as expected. What if you get a dysentery in between? Your whole plan has to change. Now, that's something that probably we don't do much, but that's okay, because we are still learning about it. And so I propose to observe more about yourself in order to learn more about testing. So I would sign off from you, unless you would want to get bored, in the next podcast. Thanks a lot. Wish you a happy touring.